My name is Nathan McFarlane from Aerial Vision NA. We do a lot of aerial photography around the coast of Northern Ireland.
Now we're up in Benevena Mountain here now, Nigel. You can see Benone there, you can see McGilligan, you can see Donegal, and I believe on a real clear day you can even see Scotland from here.
It's there, the brightest I've seen it in a long time.
Today
it's there is very thin today.
And a perfect day for everyone to visit the man himself here. Just behind us, Manon McGlair finally back where he belongs. It caused a bit of a stir and a lot of media attention when he went missing, isn't that right?
It certainly did, and good to see so many people here today. The car park here at Gortmore viewing point is completely full, so it's great to see the attention and the power of social media. I mean, the statue only went up this week, so it's great to see so many people here. We were up here this morning ourselves, hoping for it to be quieter in order to get the drone up and get some aerial photographs of the statue. Causeway Coast and Glensborough Council now will make a big issue of promoting this and promoting the Lima Valley and the Benevena area.
My name's Judith and I'm from Belfast.
Right, okay. So have you come the whole way from Belfast to see the statue today?
We did.
Drove the whole way down this afternoon?
Yes, we did, just to see it. I write books, children's books, based on the Antrim coast, and Manon McGlair is one of my main characters.
And when you first heard that Mr. McGlair went missing way back when, what was your reaction then?
I was furious, because he's not offending anybody. And really, it was here long before Christianity or anything else, you know, and he's part of the heritage and the culture of the area, so there was no need to take it away. It wasn't doing anybody any harm. He can see over the sea, the land, and all of basically the north coast. He's fantastic. I'm so glad he's back.
And she is not alone. I can tell you another man who is delighted it's back is the SDLP councillor Jerry Mullen, who was up the mountain at the weekend. Councillor Mullen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andy.
By the looks of things, it looks as if these thieves have done you all a favour, because everybody now has heard of the statue and it's become a real tourist attraction.
Absolutely. It's attracting global attention since its former demise. But I have been involved so strongly, so highly with this sculpture right from the very beginning, that I now refer to it affectionately as my man in the hole sculpture. And I'm delighted to see it return, because it is going to play such an important part in the local economy of this area as regards tourism.
How did you feel, Jerry, when you saw it back in its rightful place at the weekend?
To be honest, Leon, even though it only returned on Saturday morning, it feels already as if it has never been away. You know, I was there, and actually when I was there, there was a tour bus of people arrived. People are coming, you know, to see this from all over. And I think, you know, that Bishop's Road is going to be a very popular route in the future.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of security, Jerry, how can you ensure now that you won't lose it again?
Well, there's no way that we can, you know, 100% say that it won't be damaged again in the future. But I am confident, you know, going forward that the people who originally sabotaged the sculpture will not repeat it, because I believe that because it was found within a very short distance of the site, and because there had been such an extensive search, including 12 officers and a helicopter, that if it had been there originally, it would have been found. Mm-hmm. I believe that the people who done it reflected on their actions and were remorseful of it and returned it so it could be found. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, you know, these people who done it were not the normal criminal or vandal who would not normally be associated with such things. I think they had very fundamental Christian beliefs, and they felt offended, strongly offended by the presence of the sculpture. But I think, you know, they have now reflected and they've realised that, you know, they were misguided, and that, you know, there will be no repeat of such things again.
Well, let's hope that is the case. Councillor Jerry Mullen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the programme.
Thank you, Anna.